Hey everybody, pay attention because Ocasio-Cortez, the biggest clown in Congress, has just submitted, I think it's a joke, but she has submitted articles of impeachment for Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, who you should know, both are Supreme Court justices and some of the most conservative ones, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment. These two guys have been great in standing for the second when the cases get before them. And some of the things she say, well, everything she says is laughable, but I think we need to understand what she's trying to do because, you know, now that Biden has had a mental breakdown before the entire world, the ultra-left, the ultra-communist left, they're trying to dismantle the Supreme Court now so that if a Republican victory is secured in November, then most of their BS that they've been passing won't get wiped from the map. This is interesting, but this is serious. Before I jump into it and show you exactly what she said and show you these articles of impeachment, I want to thank Lear Capital for sponsoring the video. We talk a lot about gold on this show, but silver is fantastic as well, and experts believe it's the best kept secret in investing. Why? Because it's an industrial metal, and it's used in everything from cell phones, batteries, electronics, solar, electronic cars, and the list goes on. And not too long ago, just 4 years ago, solar was a tiny source of demand for silver, and silver was in a surplus, and AI was not even in existence. Now, silver is in a deficit because solar is huge, and AI is the new buzz consuming silver, so get some while you can. Everybody can afford it. It's only about $30 an ounce. Call my friends at Lear Capital, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. You know where to find the stuff. And ask them about the new silver shortage report that they put out. I've read it. I think everybody should read it. Silver is very affordable right now. Remember, our dollars have been losing value. We all know that. So talk to Lear if you have an IRA or a 401k and you want to swap those dollars that are losing value with silver that is increasing value. They'll tell you how to do it. They won't even pressure you. And take advantage of the free information without pressure to buy. Again, it's 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Let's get into AOC, the crazy broke-ass bartender that, remember, I'm setting the stage for what she's, I'm about to read you what she said. When she was elected a couple of years ago, she was so broke she couldn't afford an apartment in D.C., remember? She made a big stink about that. Well, now she's a multimillionaire on a salary of $174,000. You tell me how you could do that, because I would love to do that as well. We know, right? Well, the pot is calling the kettle black. Check it out. Yesterday, AOC introduced articles of impeachment against Justice Thomas and Justice Alito. And this is what she said. The unchecked corruption crisis on the Supreme Court has now spiraled into a constitutional crisis threatening American democracy writ large. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito's pattern of refusal to recuse from consequential matters before the court, in which they hold widely documented financial and personal entanglements, constitutes a grave threat to American rule of law, the integrity of our democracy, and one of the clearest cases for which the tool of impeachment was designed. Remember, this little lady was broke and now she's a multimillionaire because she's crooked. And she's calling out these two gentlemen because they have friends with money, or they have sold property, or they have even used their First Amendment. She continued, "The Constitution of the United States explicitly outlines a higher standard of conduct for the judiciary to meet, far surpassing its existing bars on treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors for all civil officers. The standard of good behavior. Judicial ethics and rules, to which even the lowest level judges are held, make those standards clear. The lifelong appointments of the Supreme Court justices make enforcement of these standards a solemn responsibility for the protection of our democracy," said the bartender, who knows nothing about the actual judicial bar. She continued, Justice Thomas and Alito's repeated failure over decades to disclose that they have received millions of dollars in gifts from individuals with business before the court is explicitly against the law, said the lady who has received millions of dollars in gifts from individuals, and she doesn't report it. And their refusal to recuse from the specific matters and cases before the court in which their benefactors and spouses are implicated represents nothing less than a constitutional crisis. These failures alone would amount to a deep transgression worthy of standard removal in any lower court and would disqualify any nominee to the highest court from confirmation in the first place. Given the court's demonstrated inability to preserve its own legitimate conduct, it is incumbent upon Congress to contain the threat this poses to our democracy and the hundreds of millions of Americans harmed by the crisis of corruption unfurling within the court. Congress has a legal, moral, and democratic obligation to impeach. AOC is a fool, right? She's pissed off because these two guys are, you can count on them to side with conservatism, to side with the Constitution. And she is a communist. Remember the New Green Deal and cow farts. Like, this woman is the ultimate left of the left. Like, she makes the squad, you know, her group of radicals, she makes them look conservative. She's bad, horrible. And again, I'll say that a bartender is now a multimillionaire just because she was placed in a position in Congress. There were only a couple thousand people who voted, and she was lucky. Old Sandy, before she became elected, she was Sandra Cortez. Here's some more information from Old Sandy. The first impeachment resolution includes the following impeachment articles against Justice Thomas. 1. Failure to disclose financial income, gifts and reimbursements, property interests, liabilities and transactions, among other information. 2. Refusal to recuse from matters concerning his spouse's legal interest in cases before the court. 3. Refusal to recuse from matters involving his spouse's financial interest in cases before the court. I'm not going to read you the whole articles of impeachment because I think Thomas's is 16 pages. Alito is 10 pages. But in Thomas's, she goes over everything that we've already seen all the leftists try to grab onto. You know, he has a rich friend, and look, friends help friends out a lot, right? And she thinks because they're a justice that they can't have friends and do the same thing that she does. You know, she also goes after Thomas because he owned a vacant plot of land with two other family members and they sold it. And she was upset about that because his initial report said this is what his stake was. I think it was 15 grand. And then ultimately the plot of land sold for a higher amount. And then he went back and changed the reporting, but she didn't like how he changed it. She would just rather he didn't. Then she could go after him that way. It's horrible. It's a joke. But, you know, we'll continue. Here's what she wrote about Justice Alito in her articles of impeachment. 1. Refusal to recuse from cases in which he had personal bias or prejudice concerning a party in cases before the court. 2. Failure to disclose financial income, gifts and reimbursements, property interests, liabilities and transactions, among other information. Now, I did read Alito's as well, and the shocking part of Alito's is that she's pissed off that he exercised his First Amendment. I'll give you two examples. She is trying to have him impeached because he flew a flag of the United States flag upside down, which is an expression. It's covered. Like, she would love it when her friends, her clique, her voting base, you know, the BLMs and the Antifas and them, she loves it when they burn the American flag. But when Justice Alito on his property had the flag upside down a couple days after J6, we must impeach him for having his own First Amendment expression, right? The second one, you saw in the news, maybe three months ago, when they were trying to jam him up because he flew the Appeal to Heaven flag. And she says that that flag is associated with criminal activity. Honey, that's how this country started. We're kind of close to that again. If you read the Declaration of Independence, like, we're really close to that right now. And the flag he flew is American history. it's not a criminal flag. She's just a freaking idiot. The last part here, the bartender maintains that such conduct, while under the judicial oath to faithfully and impartially discharge and perform duties and a constitutional oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, warrants impeachment, trial, removal from office, and disqualification from holding future office in the United States of America. On June 11th of 24, the bartender and the guy in Congress who wants to look like he's part of the E Street Band hosted an overnight roundtable with expert panelists and legislators, including Senator Whitehouse, entitled High Court Low Standards and Dark Money, Flagging a Supreme Court Ethics Crisis in America, to examine corruption in the court. Then on June 20th, they wrote a letter to the Chief Justice Roberts to learn what immediate action he would take to restore public trust in the court amidst severe ethical conflicts. And then on June 25th, the Ass Clowns introduced the High Court Gift Ban Act to prohibit Supreme Court justices from receiving gifts valued at more than $50, bringing them in line with members of Congress and other federal officials. So what she's saying right there is that the justices were doing what they were allowed to do under the structure of the court, but now we're going to change that because we didn't like that, and we're going to try to impeach them for doing what they were okay to do. Makes total sense if you're a left-leaning communist piece of trash, but there you go. Now, who's co-sponsoring this? This will give you a hint of the future of these articles of impeachment. Representatives Barbara Lee, Rashida Tlaib, Bonnie Watson-Coleman, Delia Ramirez, Maxwell Frost, Ilhan Omar, Jamal Brown, and Jasmine Crockett. And then these groups endorsed it as well. Court Accountability, Free Speech for People, Get Free, Move On, Next Gen America, Our Revolution. Yeah, try it. People's Party Project, Ultraviolet, Women's March, Take Back the Court. So there you go. One other thing I wanted to add about the articles of impeachment against Justice Thomas was she got a whole bunch, like most of the stuff she has in there is related to Justice Thomas's wife, who has her own law practice, does her own thing. They've gone after this for decades. Justice Thomas and his wife, there's a sharp delineation in what he does and what she does, and they do not cross-pollinate. Well, she had some texts back and forth with Donald Trump, after the election results, where, most people think there was some shadiness. And she's trying to hold that against Clarence Thomas. In her words, even if she didn't tell him that was going on. So his wife is doing, things that she wants to do in her own practice, and talking to people and running events and doing her own thing. And he's supposed to pay for that? Piss off, AOC. If anybody should be impeached, it's you. Guys and gals, let me know what you think down below. And I'll see you on the next one. Subscribe to the channel if you want to know more about the Second Amendment. And I'll tell you if and when anything happens with these articles of impeachment. I see them going nowhere. But we need to get rid of AOC and her crew of communists who have infiltrated Congress.